Another check to do is to see if there are unexplained values above a realistic maximum or below a realistic minimum. Data collectors and collators should agree beforehand on high or maximum and low or minimum values, and DHIS2 can be set up to give a warning when an incorrect figure is entered. Any value above or below these are probably errors. It's important that the people who collect the data are involved in setting the minimum and maximum values, or at the very least, agree on the values set. For example, if a district hospital has 50 beds, it would be strange if 56 people were admitted on a certain day.